things like that. You know, again, question. So let me see if there's anything else I wanted to, you know. Oh, improving our council meetings. This director's summary, I tried to make it much more detailed for two reasons. One, to help Marilyn when she's doing her recap, that she doesn't have to come up with a lot of this on her own, that it's already there. But two is if I can give you more details ahead of time so that we could focus on other important issues. People have asked, I know you guys have asked and have done at the county exec leadership training. I would love to, you know, take some of these principles I've learned as I've been reading and attending these conferences, and we could, you know, do one principle each council meeting. But here we are, we're going on close to 2 hours now. Is that how you want to spend your time? At our last national conference in December, we were talking about councils. I wouldn't want to go to this, but some councils meet for 5 and 6 hours. But those, yeah, I know. I think those councils actually oversee, you know, their equivalent of swap. And so, you know, it's combining. So, you know, how can we improve council meetings? And so that's something that, you know, I'm trying to challenge my own process. Is there something that I can do better, you know, to accommodate what it is that we're doing here? So just, you know, think about it. Again, as I look at the budget and come back in April with some numbers, and hopefully by then I'll know, you know, if we could afford to do a retreat, and if we could just get you off the Wasatch Front, get you away from your offices. So, I mean, what do y'all think?
Is that something you want to do? To Garfield County.
Yeah.
Where did SWAP have theirs?
Small service.
It was a summit last year.
The summit county?
Yeah, summer, so we were in, it was June.
And how long? And how long was that? How,
2 days.
It was 2 days?
Yeah. The Thursday and Friday, and yeah. it was in that their nice old rooms.
The courthouse. Yeah. Historic courthouse.
Oh, okay.
This year it's going to be in Park City, though. I think they said they weren't going to do in Colville this year.
But, I mean, what was on your agenda? I think I put on here, okay, here's what I'm thinking. You know, mission statement, vision statement, short-term, long-term goals, a council book, UPC staff policies and procedures, which we definitely need. I keep meaning to work on that. Leadership, team building, specialty speakers. But what else did you guys focus on?
A lot of it was like an in-depth SWAP meeting where we spent a lot of extra time. But we also had a trainer come in and talk about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We had an activity in the evening in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a few people that went to that.
I'm going to make us fall on people's arms and that nonsense.
No, we went up to the Olympic Park and did
trust
some
exercise.
Of
yeah. This was one of the limits of it being in Park City, is that a lot of the Wasatch Front people went up for it and then left. And
yeah. See, that's what I'm saying, is I'd like to go maybe somewhere else. Is, you know, I always joke about price, but for, you know, this size group, there's, you know, there's a new hotel in Price. You know, there's Nine Mile Canyon there. I mean, there's other things that we could do, but it's pretty remote, you know, and then we get your full attention. Or go to Vernal, you know. But it's one... Do you see a need and or a benefit for that? And two, would we want to put that into the budget?
More building at Daniel Summit.
I think it would be helpful. I thought the SWAP retreat was helpful. I think it would have been a little better if everyone had stayed for the activity, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I recognize everybody can't do that all the time. But as far as getting to know people and that kind of thing, but I thought it was good.
Let's look at some dates and see.
Okay. So I want to come up with dates sooner than later, just so we can look at, you know, some possible accommodations. So I'll send out an email on that and let you know. But, you know, we'll try to keep it as inexpensive as possible. You know, get a state rate, but at the same time, try to find some location that is, you know, inviting. And that we could do, you know, an evening event of some sort, you know, just for that camaraderie and whatnot.
Just a thought. June used to be called kind of a retreat meeting.
Oh, council meeting. Oh,
council
meeting. That's right.
We kind of went somewhere else. So maybe if we just turned that
June's
meeting,
council
that
meeting.
Date into the retreat, maybe a little longer. And that way it won't be so...
it's not one more thing.
Does SWAP already have their date set?
Yeah,
it's in June.
It was the end of June.
First week of June.
Okay, so we're probably not June then, so that you're not having like two retreats in the same month.
That's summer, there's always stuff going on.
Yeah, although you two are the only ones on SWAP board, right?
I am Gars.
Oh, that's right, you are. Okay, yeah, no, so we need to find out.
Is Wednesday and Thursday, the 5th, 6th, and maybe into the 7th?
Okay, of June.
I guess.
Okay, so even the end of, well, okay.
Whatever.
Okay, all right, I'll look at that. Okay, real quickly, just to let you know, I was asked to be on NDAA's Veterans Committee. So I anticipate this is just going to be a phone working committee type thing. And I've outlined what we're working on there. With the council's approval, I applied for and I've been hired as ORM's administrative law judge to hear their nuisance ordinances. Anticipate only, you know, one day a month, a couple hours. And since I work a 980 schedule, I have a day off every 2 weeks, and I'm just going to use my day off to do that. If it becomes an issue, you know, I will get out of that contract. I've got a 30-day notice. So you're aware, a former employee noticed that the written minutes from the October 18, 2015 emergency council meeting, there was a recording made by freeconferencecall.com, which when I read it, it was like, oh yeah, that's right. And then it was like, oh crap, did I really make a recording? Thankfully, I did. So we found the recording. I provided it to the AG's grandma officer, who redacted portions of that. Well, I just was ready to turn it over, thinking that because we had provided the minutes from that closed door meeting, that they would just turn over the recording. But of course, not everything that was said made it into the minutes. So that former employee has appealed the AG's decision, and Lonnie Pearson is his name. Says that I don't think it's been scheduled yet for a hearing before the State Records Committee, but I'll let y'all know what happens there. So the next meeting then will be the day before spring conference, so Wednesday, April 17th. It says 8:30, but if we don't have to, since UCDA, so I can't speak for UCDA. Okay, do you guys know, you guys didn't meet, do you anticipate meeting in April? Don't know? Okay. Don't know. Okay. So it may be at 8:30, but, you know, we'll coordinate with SWAP and see when they're going to have theirs.
SWAP's looking at our office.
Okay. Then if that's the case, we'll see if we can tag on, because our offices downstairs are already booked. And as we can see, this room just isn't big enough for SWAP and council meetings. So we'll let you know.
We'll see if we can find a smaller conference room in our building.
Team around somebody's desk. Yeah,
is this spring conference in Salt Lake?
Yes, yeah, at Sheraton.
Yeah.
So yeah. Our office would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
Right. Okay. That's it.
All right. We just need the motion to adjourn then.
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we'll see everybody in April.
Great. So you'll probably see those same challenge the process comments, just to keep them fresh. And if we have more time, if not, then that will kind of be our topic for a retreat.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. Take food. They haven't yet come up, right?
Not yet.
They better not, because I want some more of that brisket.
That brisket was delicious.
Isn't that good? Same caterer for the new county attorney.
Oh, yeah.
So that may be an incentive for the food.
Your stop for it's gone.
Yeah.